Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
People, we got bets to make. I don't care if you have responsibilities or a job. If Stephen A. Smith can play solitaire during the NBA Finals, you can put some bets in, can't you? Because we have Thursday Night Football popping off tonight between the Jets and the Patriots. We will run down our favorite plays for that game, followed later this hour by Dalen Cuff, who joins us from the Field of 68, to sprinkle in some knowledge on college hoops because it is that time of year. And then finally, we'll end the show with our favorite plays of the entire day as best bets end the show. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks, a special salute to our viewers on Stadium. So let's get it going when it comes to Thursday Night Football. All right, Denton, so we've got a big spread in this game. Patriots now up to 13.5-point favorites, total of 43. We know the Jets are bad, and the Patriots are very good, but does this number scare you?
It does, because in the NFL, it does feel like everything is such a week-to-week, and when you factor in divisional games and short rest games, and you know, I'm trying to jog my memory a little bit here, Chelsea, but Drake May is playing exceptionally this year for the New England Patriots. I don't know how many games he has played on short rest. You know, in college, you're not playing those short rest Thursday night games, right? Like you had, because you are, you know, a student first in college, you have to have time in
LOL.
Between. Yeah, LOL. You got to have time in between games, right? Like there are ramifications for that. So I'm looking up and down his game log, and you know he played one Thursday night game last year, but that was the first game he saw any action in. So he has not gone from Sunday to Thursday as starting quarterback, which I do feel like needs to be taken into consideration for the handicap with a number this large. I feel like it'd be different if it was like a 4.5-point game or a 5.5-point game. But if you're laying nearly 2 touchdowns and you've never been in this before, as great as he's playing, there's still a lot of things that he has not done yet in the NFL. It's not to say that he can't go out and ball out, but that just needs to be taken into consideration. So because he's new to this, and because it's a divisional game on just generally short rest, at 13.5 it's a little frightening for me. It's spooky.
I think the bigger question here is, when does the other shoe drop for the Patriots? Because I think we've seen it for a lot of teams in the league where you have this stretch where you look amazing, and especially for young quarterbacks who aren't necessarily proven. Like, we've seen it with the Colts and Daniel Jones, where I'm not saying that he has reverted back into his normal self. It's just, it's really difficult in the NFL with the parity that it has to be good every single week. But again, I have been saying this about the Patriots, and I'm like, listen, this week's matchup against Tampa Bay is a tough one. The Patriots are underdogs here. And what did the Patriots do? They go on the road with a gutsy win over the Bucs, a team that was coming off a bye week. Like, situationally speaking, it was a good spot for Tampa Bay at home coming off a bye week, and the Patriots still handled business. So when you're talking about that, maybe that's where the spread enters the chat, because I don't think that the Patriots lose this game outright. It is my survivor pick of the week. But I do think when you're talking about 13.5 points, especially with a total this low, that's when it starts to concern me, because the total in this one's 43. Oddsmakers are not expecting, you know, a points palooza. And this is kind of what we've seen with some of these primetime games this year, is it's been the defenses. I'm not looking at this Jets defense and saying, oh, this Jets defense is really going to hold their own. But the Patriots have been extremely stingy against the run. I think it's going to be real tough for the Jets to get things going. Patriots defense giving up just 79 rush yards per game, which is the best mark in the entire NFL. So when you're talking about a 13-point spread, 43-point total, that's another thing that kind of crosses my mind.
And you just look at their defense in general. Nobody has scored over 24 points against the Patriots this year. Not that I think the Jets would, but that speaks to, they played, you know, Tampa Bay coming off the bye, as you mentioned, they only scored 23. Atlanta, who's had a pretty good offensive couple of weeks, they only scored 23. We're going to take Cleveland and Tennessee and New Orleans out of there, but even Buffalo only scored 20 against the Patriots. Defensively, they are as good as they are on offense. I look at them as one of the more complete teams in the NFL, and they're doing it all with a second-year quarterback. And, you know, I think a lot of us kind of knew the Patriots were going to be in 2025 what the Commanders were in 2024 and what the Houston Texans were in 2023. You're capitalizing off of a young quarterback that really knows how to play football and is buying in to what you're doing offensively. You got a lot of playmakers around that quarterback. I mean, I think really what should scare a lot of teams, Chelsea, is the day that Travion Henderson had in Tampa last week, because it felt like that's what we were waiting for. And once that happens, mm-hmm. the seal is broken. You cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube, the genie back in the bottle. You know, when you break the seal on a long night of drinking, the seal is broken. Well, the seal is now broken for Travion Henderson. I can't imagine that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to have success stifling him. And if they do, Stephon Diggs is going to go crazy. DeMario Davis or DeMario Douglas could go crazy. I mean, they got a lot of weapons on that team.
Yeah, Hunter Henry, good in the end zone usually. And I think from a props perspective, like Travion Henderson looks like a good call to me, just because it feels like now he has taken hold of that RB number one spot, where it feels like they should be feeding him the ball even more, just because you saw what he could do with some of those explosive runs. Like they were talking about how fast he was running. It was like over 21 miles an hour with breakaway speed there. So coming off the game, like you mentioned, 147 rushing yards. So his prop in this game has gone up 2 yards since last night. Last night it was 78.5. Now it's all the way up to 80.5. But I still think this is a gettable number, because even if it wasn't him and you insert any running back in this situation, instead of playing a spread here and you say, okay, the game script is going to be extremely positive for the Patriots. If this is a runaway win for them, you go with the running back, because what are you going to do? Continue chucking it when you're up 21 points? No, you hand it off to the running back. So I think this is a good spot for Travion Henderson in more ways than one. So I think that's one of the props I will be adding to the card.
And the Jets are such a disaster. Like, just such a disaster. You know, you fire sale everybody. In long term, that was the correct move. If you're not going to keep them, you might as well get something back for them. And with those particular moves that they made, they got a lot back for them to go chase a quarterback, although maybe wait until next year's draft, not 2026. But anyway, they get to go chase a quarterback. They get to go add a lot of pieces around that quarterback. But that also means that this week you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And it's crazy, they're actually on a 2-game win streak, so like, don't let the Jets get hot, they're heating up. But I just don't know how, like, this feels like it is going to be a reality check for the Jets. Justin Fields is not a great quarterback, and I held out so much hope on Justin Fields, because my everlasting memory of Justin Fields is the college football playoff game against Clemson, where he gets cracked early in that one and then basically plays the remainder of the game with a broken rib and slices and dices that Clemson defense up. And I was like, this guy can throw. He can make all of the throws. He's accurate. He's all these things. And then he transfers, or not transfers, he gets drafted to the NFL. There's that weird situation in Chicago that felt like it stunted him immediately, and he's just never been able to be that guy I thought he was going to be. I can understand why the Jets made the decision in the offseason to go with him, but now you're just stuck with him. And he just can't get it done at the NFL level that he needs it to. And I don't have any reason to believe that that's going to miraculously change against a Mike Vrabel-coached team tonight.
Especially because they're so good against the run. So, like, if this was a team that could not stop the run, maybe Justin Fields has a pathway here. Because I will say, like, if there's an avenue maybe for the Jets to keep things close, maybe Justin Fields runs wild. It just does not feel like the matchup suggests that. Because here's the thing, even though the Jets are coming off a win over Cleveland 27-20, Justin Fields went 6 of 11 in that game for 54 passing yards. Yes, I said that correctly. And here's the wild thing. Justin Fields has had 3 games this year with under 54 yards passing.
How is that
even possible?
That's
almost hard to comprehend.
I mean, how is that even possible? even the Army guy can throw more than that. Even the Navy guy can throw more than that. Like, you're telling me with Garrett Wilson, you can't get over 54 yards? I mean, for the love
and
of God, the offense.
Have Garrett Wilson.
Or even what they did, and then even with Breece Hall, even with Mason Taylor, like, call a deep shot or something. All it takes is one play to be able to get that. Not even being able to have 54 yards is, that's an embarrassing performance. Like, there's nobody else better.
There's nobody else better. I think you need to finish that because I don't know where that was going.
There's nobody better? Like, there's nobody on the street can maybe walk in and be like, well, you know, maybe I can throw for 60 yards this week, which will be a positive for the Jets. There's not a single person on the street. I mean, Joe Flacco is available. They said no to him. Is Tannehill want to play? Is his arm loose? Is he warmed up?
It's been a while. He has a big family, too. I don't think he's coming back. But, like, when you look at these type of passing yards, that is the single biggest sabotage factor for playing any type of receiving prop for the Jets. Like, imagine your quarterback only throws for 54 yards. And, you know, your receiving prop. Like, I was looking at this one simply because the grid matches up. You can look at, like, fantasy points against and how certain defenses defend certain positions. And it just so happens that the Patriots have given up the most receptions and targets to opposing running backs. So you say to yourself, okay, who's the running back for the Jets? Does he have good hands? And it fits because Breece Hall does have good hands. His receiving prop is pretty low. 2.5 catches. The over is plus money. Or you could do over 14.5 receiving yards. But think about the ratio there. If Justin Fields, like, let's be generous and say that he throws for 100 yards in this game. And to be clear, like, the passing prop in this game is 136 yards for Justin Fields. Like, just think of the ratio. The number of, like, targets that, you know, the amount of yards that he has to get out of that chunk of the pie. I'm just saying the pie is very small. So be very careful betting on those receiving props. But if I were to bet one, it would be Breece Hall, just because it makes a ton of sense. Like, I feel like those short and dumpy passes to the running backs, especially on short weeks, make a ton of sense. But again, like, if you are in the realm of possibility where the quarterback possibly throws for 50 yards, that doesn't make me feel good.
That's such a bad number. How is that even possible?
So do you do the under on Justin Fields? Like, I literally laughed out loud when you said that, like, his passing prop was, like, 136.5. I was like, oh, my God, that's disrespectful. But look at his game logs, and you're like, you take the under.
You have to take the under. That's the only reasonable play. The problem is there is no logic in betting under 136, 134, whatever the number is. There's no logic in betting that in an NFL game, because especially in an NFL game where you have a pretty good feeling that they're going to need to throw the football a lot because they're going to be down really quickly. Oh,
my
God.
And the Patriots are amazing at stopping the run. So, like, that's not the pathway. You can't run the ball against the Patriots, so you're going to have to throw it. So maybe you look at attempts for Justin Fields, because attempts is a good way to circumvent, like, if you don't think he's going to be productive. Let's see if they even have it over at BetMGM. They like to do these things where
they don't.
Like the markets that aren't. They don't. All right.
They have a Drake May attempts, and they're basically telling us, the gamblers who wanted to circumvent, they're like, not today, Junior. You can't get completions.
No.
You can't. Can I get interceptions on Justin Fields? I can get a half interception on Justin Fields. Maybe I'll do that.
What's the number?
Plus 105 for 0.05 for a half. I can take that.
Sometimes he's not even throwing the ball that much, though. Like, he threw it 11 times.
Eventually, he's going to throw to the other team. I might. Maybe I'll be in on that one. That's how I'll bet Justin Fields, a half interception. Actually, he only has one interception on the year.
Right. Like, he just is not throwing the football that much. I know we are laughing about this, but is there any way that the Jets keep this close? Because, like, here's the thing. In the NFL, I feel like you have to keep your mind open. Like, it does not feel like a world to me. But again, is there any way?
Yes, but it would have to be really, really negative. And, you know, maybe a meteor collides and blocks the sun. You know, there's solar flares that are happening right now. So maybe that throws off the play calling equipment on the sideline of the Patriots. I mean, barring an injury, no. They don't have the horses on defense, and they don't have nearly enough weapons on offense.
I feel like special teams would have to have, like, the game of a lifetime. You know, we'd have to have, like, several kick returns for touchdowns. All right, coming up next, time to get our feet wet in college hoops. Dalen Cuff from the Field of 68 joins the show with his early read in college basketball. It's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is a Thursday. We are in November, so now that means it's time to really start looking in to college basketball. It has started. We've already had some big matchups. And in this segment, we bring in Dallin Cuff from Field of 68 and SiriusXM to get into all things college hoops. So didn't day in for Jinx today. Didn't I was just looking this up. I did find some of the all-name team in college hoops, because usually we have some pretty interesting names in college football and college basketball. Here are a few that have already made the list. We have somebody named Always Right from UT Rio Grande Valley. We have somebody named Po' Boy King from Sam Houston State. How about Chandler Bing, a forward for Vanderbilt? If you're a fan of Friends, that should be a familiar name. And how about Tennessee Rainwater, a forward for Lemoyne? Hopefully these are correct. I did not name check these or fact check these, but that's the great thing about Facebook. It's always telling the truth.
You got this off Facebook? Oh, no. I was going to say, Po' Boy King should play at Tulane. He'd be perfect. You get a Po' Boy in New Orleans and then go play hoops.
I feel like usually it's like Alabama football that like leads the way and like most names per capita that has like the best ones. But yeah, college basketball has some good ones as well. So I'm looking forward to following some of these guys if they in fact do exist. All right, let's get into college hoops and let's bring in Dallin Cuff for the Field of 68 in SiriusXM. So Dallin, I know we're only a few games into the season. I think a lot of people are just kind of tuning in and getting their feet wet with college hoops. What do you think has been the biggest storyline this far in the season?
Let me get involved here. Like this is an interesting lead-in. Let's lead into that.
One out.
How about Supreme Cook from Oregon is always a good one. You know, with the let him cook situation, kids are always saying that stuff. Supreme Cook from Oregon, maybe one. I would just toss into the fray. That's all. That's it. As far as your question,
we love it.
Yeah, it was really funny. You did say like college basketball has started to your audience. Yeah, it has. Unfortunately, how we start this season makes zero sense against Monday Night Football and the hype of football season with not premier matchups. It makes no sense. But college basketball is underway. What we've made of the season so far is that it's sending chance Florida for people who are just tuning in. Should Florida want to repeat? They got some. They lost one of those marquee games on opening night to Arizona, who had one of the best performances of the season we've seen from a freshman co-compete. And Florida barely survived against Florida State. So Florida's trying to figure it out if they're losing a backcourt of three NBA players. Another piece, a big piece of it, I mentioned co-compete is freshman. The freshman class is outstanding, folks, and one of the best we've seen in a long time. There's a ton of depth. Darren Peterson from Kansas is a projected potential number one overall pick, along with A.J. DeBonso from BYU. Peterson missed his last game. They said it's nothing big, a little stomach bug, a little cramps, but he's worth the price of admission to watch. DeBonso's been great. Cameron Boozer for Duke, I mentioned Koa Pete. I can keep going. There's a bunch of freshmen that are really, really talented and are making our game great on both ends, because we still do have guys that have been in college for 4, 5, 6, 7 years on one end. So we got some grown men out there playing and some young boys doing their thing. They'll be the NBA next year.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned, Alan, the Boozers, and awesome to talk to you as always. It's been a long time, my friends. I hope you're well. What have you seen from them in the early stages and how they made that transition from the high school level to the college level?
Well, Cade and Cameron are two different things. I mean, they are twins, and they've won a ton in high school, and obviously great pedigree with their father and their mom, Cece, has done a great job raising two really good young men that are really great basketball players. Caden hopefully becomes a really good player at Duke, and maybe one day can play in the NBA. Cameron's discussion is he's probably a top five pick next year. So they're inextricably linked, but they are different in terms of what they can provide this year to the Blue Devils. So Cameron is the show. He is the main piece of that team, and he did struggle in his opener. You know, they weren't very they didn't move the ball very well, and he didn't score. He was 0-for-7, I believe, in their first game of the season, which it's never easy to start in a big stage. He played Texas, a game on November 4th. It was the game everybody's tuning in to see him. Game performance by Sean Miller and his crew at Texas. They played a good game plan. They shrunk the court. They made it hard for him. He got a little flustered. But in the second half, he had all 15 of his points. He ended up with a double-double, led them to a win by double digits. I think this is a young man that's going to find himself and figure it out as he goes through the course of the season, especially the early part. And as a team, they need to figure it out. They got some really good shooters. I mean, they got some guys that can shoot the ball and they play well together, and obviously very well coached by John Shire. He is not Cameron Cooper Flagg in the way in which you just give Cooper the ball in every position and he can kind of score. Cam's got to find himself in different spots. He's not as great one-on-one. He's figured out how to be able to finish through some contact and play with some physicality. I mean, Texas had some physical dudes, and he struggled with that in the first half. It's normal for any freshman, but he's not by himself. I mean, Isaiah Evans, an outstanding sophomore that hit big shots and was the difference maker in that game in the first half against Texas. Dame Sarr is a kid from France. I think one more freshman I'm really excited about that isn't getting as much love, but really high-level athlete, 6'8", long, rangy, can defend multiple positions, very active defender, great in transition, and can end up knock down a step in three. So I think he's another person to be excited about. But Cam is going to continue to develop at a really high level, and they'll need him to, because this team is not – Duke's team last year was one of the best college basketball teams we've seen in the last 10 years, especially one of the best ones that didn't win at all or didn't even get to the NCAA final. This year's team is not quite that. They can be very good, but last year's team was almost generational, so it's not quite comparing apples to apples there.
Yeah, it's still wild to a lot of people, especially bettors, that Duke did not win the national title last season. I want to ask you this, like, speaking of March Madness, is it too early to be on the hunt for Cinderellas, like some of those mid-major teams that could be making a run, or do you wait until later in the season? You have to say, okay, what are the teams that are developing, peaking at the right time, or do you look now?
It's a good question. For Cinderella, I think it's too early for that. I think there's teams that are in the mid-major space that we think, you know, could be good, and you look and watch those teams. Maybe Cinderella's too strong for the Mountain West, but, you know, your Boise States, your New Mexico's, your San Diego States, those are always on people's map. How good will they be? What's their potential? And then you can look further down, look in the A-10. All right, Dayton's always a team that's kind of there. VCU, new coach with Coach Martelli. And you're trying to assess where these teams are. Because, again, guys, this is the hard part about betting early college basketball, is 70% of the players are different. Like, it is a whole different game. So you talk to coaches in September, October, they don't know what they have. And these exhibition games will give you a little bit, but when you're talking about putting your money out there, it's hard to do right away, because you're like, all right, I'm going to bet something. We're not out of our mind here. But you're trying to be like reasonable in what we're doing, because you just don't know yet. Coach always say it's a fact-finding mission this part of the year. Well, for bettors, it is too. What is this team, what are they capable of? How are they playing? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? Because what you return, quote-unquote, is almost nothing. So it's really hard to figure this stuff out. So projecting who I want to bet on, who I like in the early season, is more of a focus, and maybe some long-term futures plays. Like this time last year, it was a little bit early. I think it was a December show that I started to really lean into Florida, because they were 25-1 or 20-1 to win a national championship. And I ended up taking a ticket at 20-1 in December. And that's I don't normally do that. I'll throw a couple flyers out there. But when you looked at their front court, they had been undefeated, but they hadn't played anybody yet. There was still a lot of questions, so that's why there was still value on that team. Those are the things I think you're more interested in looking at right now, is wondering how good certain teams can be. Like, Gonzaga's been undervalued right now. They have a couple really good wins over Oklahoma and Creighton. I'm not sure how good they can be, but they play a really tough non-league schedule because their league campaign is very weak. So we will understand more about what Gonzaga is in November, December than most teams. So you may want to take a look at, all right, what's the long-term proposition there? I have not looked at Louisville future right now, but when you saw Louisville the other night, they came in with a lot of hype, and they're backing it up. They have some serious shooters and a freshman, Michael Brown, that may be one of the best league guards in the country. More kind of long-term value. You're still trying to figure out who's what. Alabama obviously plays Purdue tonight. I think them beating St. John's the other day took away some of that value, to, like, even looking at them going to the Final Four. But that team has the composition, has the coach, has the playing style that is really challenging. Lead Eight last year, Final Four the year before that. They know how to do it, and I think tonight against Purdue, I think they're really going to show out. And that's one of the games, in terms of betting, I do really like Alabama at home on a small, they're laying 3.5 by most books. I'm going to lean into that, because I think Alabama's a better team. Trey Coffin-Wren is coming back from injury for Purdue. Reportedly, it's his first game back for an All-American. Tough environment on the road. I think the Tide are going to roll.
I was going to ask about that game, because I'm excited about it. Obviously, it's the main event of the night, and it's a pretty weak NBA slate as well. So if you like basketball, you're going to be watching that. What have you seen from Purdue, though? You know, I still feel like there's some casuals who still, when they think of Purdue, they think of Zach Edey. He's obviously long gone, but how does that team match up against an Alabama team that really likes to run?
That's a great question, Ben. I mean, Braden Smith is one of the best point guards in the country, without a doubt. And he's, by some people's estimation, the preseason player of the year, the preseason best point guard in the country. I think he's outstanding. He affects the game in so many ways. He still is physically limited, though, at times. I mean, he's still 6 foot, a buck 75. So sometimes some size and athleticism can still bother him and cause a problem for him. Fletcher Lawyer, his running mate in the backcourt, you know, knocks down shots consistently, is an absolute stalwart, great with the ball. Those two guys, you kind of know exactly what you're going to get. You still do have slight limitations with them, especially in certain situations with certain matchups. The big question is Trey Kaufman-Wren. He is their big that they play through quite a bit, and they want to have everything go through. He's not played yet this year. He got injured a couple weeks ago. It's called him a hip pointer. This will be his first game coming back. And now, again, he's a preseason All-American, first-team All-Big Ten selection. They played last year in Purdue in a great game. I may hear my son wanting to get involved in this conversation, just running around 18 months old and trying to stiff-arm him. So you have a situation where they played last year. They know each other, and Kaufman-Wren went for 26. Brandon Smith was great. Fletcher Lawyer was great. These two teams played 2 years ago, too, in a neutral, which Purdue won. So I do think Purdue is really well coached by Matt Painter. They understand how to play Alabama, and the challenge now is you are going to Tuscaloosa. You're bringing in your best player who's yet to play in a game against an Alabama team that does still have an athletic and physical front line. Aiden Sherrill's a big guy, a big body, can move. They can throw some different dudes at you that can really make this challenging. So the matchup for me is how does he adjust to the game? How can Kaufman-Wren impact the game? And do we see him in a normal performance? And anybody that's been hurt as an athlete knows, you know, it takes a second to get your feet under you. It usually takes a minute to get your body kind of rolling and just get in the groove. He just went live practice for the first time on Tuesday. This is a big ask, and I just think with that big ask and needing a lot from him to win on the road, that's kind of why I like Bama. It's less about Purdue long term. Yeah, they could win a national championship. They could be in the Final Four. This game has no impact on that. It's more the question of you're playing a team in the same caliber as you, and your best player is making his first performance against a physical front line that's going to push pace. It's going to test you physically and mentally throughout the course of the game. I like the tie in the situation, but I like Purdue long term. But that's a big ask for anybody.
All right, so we have a couple minutes left, and I think as a better college basketball can be kind of overwhelming just because there are so many teams. So a long time ago, somebody told me, they said, you need to focus on one conference, and you follow that conference the whole year, and you bet on those teams exclusively. So that's worked out for me, but I wanted to ask you, like, if you were taking that strategy, what is one conference, if you could pick one conference in the nation to follow this year, which conference would it be?
Just for betting or entertainment purposes? Because I think those are two different things.
Right. Maybe for entertainment purposes, or if you're trying to like follow a future national champ. Like, what's the most competitive conference this year?
Well, I think the SEC last year was historic. They put 14 of their 16 teams in the NCAA tournament. We've never seen that before. I don't think we're going to do that again. But the brand of basketball, the high-level coaching, the brand of basketball the teams play, a lot of times you're going to play a more up-and-down style game. You've got really good athletes. You've got shot makers. You've got playmakers. I think you're going to watch a more entertaining brand of basketball night in and night out when you watch the SEC versus, say, the Big Ten. The Big Ten still is a little less athletic, a little bit slower. Certain teams have tried to change their path and do things differently. If I'm picking a league to watch, I think you have the most entertainment, the highest up end, highest upside, and some pros in the SEC. The ACC, you know, they're coming back. I think some of your bigger brands are going to be better, but the back end of that league is pretty weak. But in terms of finding a league to bet, and your point is really well taken, because before all this was legalized, my favorite thing to bet was Ivy League basketball. That's where I played. That's where I grew up in. Now, the thing that's funny is Vegas was behind the trend a lot of times. You could find an advantage. You knew who was playing and who was not playing if you were talking to coaches. You knew how things affected teams on a back-to-back when you used to always play that league back-to-back. So I think there are, without a doubt, if you could find a mid-major league that you invest your time and energy in, you will have a chance of understanding certain things better, not better, but maybe an advantage against Vegas in some regard where you have an understanding of what's going on, especially if you have connections to anybody in that local market where you can talk about the teams, the injuries, different stuff. Now, more leagues are releasing their injuries and having these reports that are common in pro sports. But still, if you can give yourself a good mid-major league that you are embedded in locally and have a sense of what's going on, that maybe gives you any chance. We always have the house wins, guys, but it gives you any chance to know a little bit more. And that's what I experienced early on before everything was legal, obviously, with Ivy League basketball. That said, if you're just picking a league and you want to be entertained, you want to watch it, you want to bet it, the SEC is my pick every day without a doubt.
All right, great stuff today. And, of course, I am here locally in SEC country. Also, bet on Belmont basketball, so your point is well taken there.
There you go.
He is Dallas Duff from the field of 68. Belmont's had some good teams, and I was just thinking about Princeton. I've bet on a lot of Princeton games as well, if you're talking about the Ivy League. So there are plenty of ways to bet on college basketball, and great stuff from Dallin Cuff today from the field of 68 and Sirius XM. Happy basketball season, Dallin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, and to you guys. Have a good one.
Yeah. All right. Now I feel fired up. I need to look up Belmont basketball because then I know you haven't been on the show that long, but your girl has made a lot of money betting on the Bruins. They're here in Music City, so I feel like I see them on the local news. I'm like, that's my team. I know
that's
all
my
the
squad.
Inside information. That's my squad. And they've had some good teams. All right, coming up next, we've saved our best for last. Our best bets come your way next here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Back. It's the final segment of the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. We've saved our best for last, though. So if you're just joining us, just in the nick of time, we're going to give out our favorite plays for the entire slate in mere moments here on the show. Din Day and for Jenks, who is overseas, who is covering the Commanders and their game against the Dolphins. So do you ever get into these like weird rabbit holes where you're like, how did I get here? So I saw this tweet and it made me think of like, here's the line of thinking. So let me preface this by saying my husband is from Charlotte. He is a Hornets fan. So Con Knipples having a great season, for the Hornets this year, averaging 16.7 points per game, 40% from the 3-point line. So you're like, oh, that's a good pick. And I think when they first made this pick, I was a little cautious because me and Jake always talk about this, where the Hornets love taking great college basketball players, and it rarely works out for them, where they have all these like long list of names where it's like Frank Kaminsky and Malik Monk. And then I stumbled across this one, and I still can't wrap my head around it. The Hornets drafted SGA. The Hornets drafted SGA, and they let him slip away. Not only did they do this, but the Hornets are also famous for letting Kobe Bryant get away, where they drafted Kobe Bryant. So, like, think about this. Your team drafts SGA and Kobe Bryant in their history and did not get to see either of them. That is mind-blowing.
It's a tough look. That's not. I don't think they're going to put that in a lot of their you know, their PR statements. But look how great we are drafting. I think the SGA thing is largely because the NBA is, I would say, you know, conservatively, the biggest idiot on draft night, where they make you wear the hat of a team that you know you're not going to play on because there was a trade, but they don't finalize trades on draft night. They finalize like 2 days after draft night. So you get these guys sitting here wearing a Raptors hat when you know they're not going to play in the Raptors, or in this case, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is wearing a Hornets hat when he knows that he's actually going to go play in Los Angeles. But that is funny. I mean, that's really, really funny. They also, years ago, didn't they draft... Did you mention Michael Kidd-Gilchrist?
No, but he's another Kentucky player. They drafted a bunch of Kentucky guys. I'll say that at least Kemba Walker was like a good pick. But, like, it was just this wild stretch where it's just like, oh, you're good in college? Like, we're going to draft you. Like, Shabazz Napier, Cody Zeller. So it just, I don't know. When you see, like, Con Canepa, you're like, oh, great. Like, if any other team drafted him, you'd be like, oh, you know, great pick. But because it was Charlotte, I don't know. You just don't have the faith in him. But I will say this, like, LaMelo Ball was a good one. But still, it just does not feel like the Hornets are relevant. So maybe it just doesn't matter. So maybe Con Canepa, if you play your cards right, you could get traded.
You mentioned a player that is one of my favorite players all time in college basketball, which is Shabazz Napier. That run that he went on at UConn was unbelievable. And then selfishly, this wasn't, you know, the best thing in the world, but he basically got on a microphone after winning a championship and was like, they don't pay us to eat here at Kentucky, because the way that the finances were set up, there were a bunch of athletes that were on scholarship, but they didn't get a meal plan with the university. So then all the universities, all the big college programs said, all right, we have to give athletes free meals. But the institution that I was attending decided, well, we're not going to give, or unlimited meals rather, as part of meal plans. So the institution that I was attending, who I before had to buy for a certain amount of swipes per week in a meal plan, they said, no, you can just have unlimited swipes as long as you're part of the meal plan. So Shabazz Napier inadvertently also fed me. Mm. So thank you, Shabazz Napier. I appreciate that.
The meal plan king. I remember this was like a currency when we were in college, and the football players would always brag about this because they got something called board bucks, which you could use at like the convenience stores they had on campus. So they're like, I have so many board bucks. If you want to come over, I will buy you whatever you want at the C store. And you're like, whoa. This sounds awesome. Like,
I could use some Starburst. Like, yeah.
This Cinderella treatment. Because, like, swimmers didn't get that. Like, swimmers, needless to say, it's not a revenue sport. So, like, we got scholarships, but we didn't get, like, the extra perks. Like, I remember, like, Russell Wilson had, like, unlimited board bucks. He could buy whatever he wanted.
Not stunned. You know, those football players at every university, even if your university is not very good, they get away with a lot of things. They get a lot of privileges.
I will say this, and I feel like now the statute of limitations is up. I'm pretty sure like six of our basketball players all drove the same car. Like, they all had Dodge Chargers. And you're like, wonder what's going on there.
they must know a guy, right? Maybe a little. They used to call it what, $100 handshakes. I feel like if you're getting a Dodge Charger, that's maybe a little bit more than a $100 handshake. Just a handshake with the keys in there. You know what I mean?
Mm. I would love to hear like the secrets of Bagmen. Like, now that it's past a, like, I don't know if they can do like retroactive punishments, but like I know Cam Newton's dad like tried to spill the beans. Johnny Manziel's talked about it. But I would love to hear the secrets of, like, SEC bagmen.
I bet they go crazy. It's just a lot of... There's no better job in college sports than being someone that has the money to pay 18-year-olds to play sports. You just have that much extra revenue where you're like, I'm gonna throw it here. You want a Dodge Charger? Can you even drive it? I don't know. Here, take the Dodge Charger. You guys might win 20 games this year. I don't care.
The funniest part was like the ways in which they deliver this money. Like, I remember there was, I think this was at Tennessee, where they delivered it in McDonald's bags, where it'd be like bags full of cash from McDonald's. Yeah.
Because no one's going to suspect that. No, they're going to be like, oh, the athlete is just walking around with McDonald's. They're not going to think they're moving thousands of dollars from point A to point B in a bag.
Ah, that's what I call a happy meal. I wish it was full of cash. Now I want McDonald's and also some extra cash.
Yeah, I want the
maybe
happy
we'll win
meal.
Some with our best bets. All right, so let's get to it. Our favorite plays of the day. All right, since you are the guest hosting, you get to bat lead off. What is your best bet of the day?
So I got two, and one of them is going to follow off of a conversation that we just had with Dallin Cuff, which if you missed that, it'll be available on podcast. But you got Purdue and you got Alabama tonight in college basketball. I'm going to follow. I'm gonna trail Dallin. I'm going to lay Alabama in that 3.5 against Purdue tonight. This Alabama team, as we know with Nate Oates, they love to run and they love to score. And while I think maybe down the road, Purdue will be in a situation to where they'll be able to combat that a little bit better, you're still so early in the season. I feel like that's one of the things that's very, very difficult, is to keep up with the team that really runs like Alabama when you haven't been accustomed to practicing that way or to playing those sorts of teams yet. You haven't built up that cardio, knocked off the calluses, however you want to describe it. So I'm going to lay Alabama in that 3.5 tonight in college hoops. That's my first college basketball play of the season, Chelsea, so I'm very proud of myself.
Ooh, and I think maybe we have like an honorable mention for the all-name team. Alabama has somebody named LeBaron Filon. Hopefully I'm saying that right. But I'll always think of like an old-time Buick, like a Buick LeBaron, and just chugging down the court. So we'll see how he plays. He looks like he is their best player this year, at least one of them, according to KenPom. All right, best bet of the day for me is going to be in Thursday night football. Going to go with Patriots running back Travion Henderson over 78.5 rush yards. This is the best number available. It is at BetMGM. You need to shop around and find the best number, as always. All right, so we saw last game that Travion Henderson has been released. It feels like he is now the running back number one for sure after a 14-carry, 147-yard performance with two touchdowns in that big win over Tampa Bay. And plus, if you look at the game script in this one, the Patriots are 13-point favorites. That always favors the run game because obviously you're not going to continue chucking it, you know, if it's an extremely, if it's a blowout situation for one side of the coin. So I think Travion Henderson gets a lot of carries in this one. Plus, the Jets have not been great defensively. So I think this is a very solid play for Thursday Night Football if you don't want to lay the 13 points and you just say, okay, if it's a blowout, we're going to give the ball to our running back. And Travion Henderson deserves it. So that's the best bet for me. Looks like you have one more bet, Denton. What is it?
I do. I got one more bet. I'm not a rapper, but I got a Drake May parlay. So I'm coming at you with these bars. I'm going over 1.5 touchdowns for Drake May tonight, and I'm going to combine that with 250-plus passing yards for Drake May. And that gets you plus 150 on BetMGM. It's a way to kind of get around and make that over 1.5 touchdowns a lot more playable. May's hit this in almost every single game this year. It's been kind of crazy to pull up his numbers and just see how effective he has been when it comes to getting the ball into the end zone and then also getting over that 250 yards mark. So I'm basing this off of numbers and then on the combination of the fact that the Jets defense is not very good. He's hit that two touchdown mark, Chelsea, literally every single game since October 5th. So it's been almost two full months that he's been able to hit that number. And in each of his last three games, he's gone over 250 yards into touchdowns. So I'm going to put the money on Drake May. He's playing at an MVP level. And honestly, if you're playing at an MVP level and you got the Jets on your schedule in November, you better stat pad up in that arena. So I think Drake May is going to do that tonight.
Yeah, no Sauce Gardner patrolling, you know, the field for the Jets anymore. So it should be easier for that Patriots receiving core to get going. And, you know, Drake May's just been so good all season long. So it makes a ton of sense. So let's prognosticate here. Do you think this is actually like a decent game worth watching past halftime?
No, I don't. I think it'll be a very large halftime lead that the Jets maybe backdoor cover, but I think Drake May and Travion Henderson are going to be in for a field day. I just don't see a way that the Jets with their bad news Bears defense now that they traded away their two best players. I don't know how they stop the Patriots.
Especially with the numbers that Justin Fields is putting up. Like, I still can't get over this.
That's
like,
54
these are
yards.
Numbers that you would see in college football. These are like Malik Willis numbers. I know you're a Liberty guy. Didn't Malik Willis go to Liberty?
He was better at Liberty. He just maybe was putting up those numbers in Green Bay, but he was better at Liberty.
Well, yeah, but he just ran. Like, that's the thing. The difference in college football is, like, if you're athletic, especially probably at Liberty, you can get away with, like, not watching game film. When he said that, he was like, yeah, I didn't watch game film in college. You're like, oh, you're going to have to change that in the NFL. It's a little harder. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip. Have a great Thursday. Best of luck with all of your bets. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.